The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's really quite a remarkable scene that we have in the Gospel today, especially for those of us who have, say, a more sanitized view of who Jesus is. How many of us, really, in our day-to-day walk with Jesus, think of his even being able to call a woman a dog? And, I don't know, it's harsh, right? It's very direct to say it like that. But of course, you have to understand the whole. I don't want to explain that away, though. I don't want to explain that away. Because Jesus here is in his own historical context. He's using the language of the people. Right? This image that he's using is quite common. And people would have known exactly what he was talking about. And I think it's probably equally right for us to focus on his calling her a dog as it is on talking about the children at the table. It's one and the same image for him. And who are the children at the table but the people Israel? The people Israel, through whom the entire world was meant to be fed. People, dogs, right? The Gentiles, so non-Jews, this is just a derogatory way of speaking about people who are not Jewish, to say they're dogs. But even here, the dogs were meant to be fed by the children. Okay, I'm not telling any children to feed dogs from the table, right? I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for that. Even adults, don't feed your dogs from the table, okay? That's some advice for you, okay? But the good news is better than even that great advice that I have for you there. The good news is that in Jesus, the project of feeding the entire world with the love of God goes on. It's picked up, that project, and it's made new in the new Israel, the people who have faith in Jesus, who have died with him in his death and risen with him to new life for God. That's us. And we now sit at the table. We sit at the table of plenty, and we ought to be generous in giving away what God is giving to us. And what God is giving to us is love. It's his very life. It's perfect selflessness, self-gift. It's peace and it's joy, the peace and joy that we've encountered in Jesus, who embodies it best of all and is eager to give it away. But my friends, we now sit at the table, right? This woman anticipated the fact that God's love was coming to all in and through Jesus. And now we are recipients of that self-same love. So we now sit at the table. We are children of our loving Father, and we sit at the table, and we're meant to throw food all over the place. Right, no, we're made to invite others to that table. Just one quick anecdote, really, is one of the most difficult lessons in my teaching, quote-unquote, career, is when we come to see that Jesus is the definitive embodiment of God's love, that Jesus it is who makes God's love available to all, but that without him, we don't have access to it. When you get children thinking about what that means, the fact that we have to go to Jesus to receive God's love in abundance, to be restored ourselves, and then be about God's work of restoration in the world. Because, of course, they say, well, what about so-and-so and so-and-so? Who's going to heaven? Who's not going to heaven? I say, it's not quite like that. One, because they misunderstand the project. And I think probably, if we're honest, we do too. It's not primarily about going to heaven when we die. Right? It's not saying, like, at the end of time, these are the people who are going to be sitting at the table, and these people are not going to be sitting at the table. It's about the fact that we sit at that table now. And so we're to be fed and nourished and sustained by the life of God now, and we're to go out and bring that love to life for everybody we encounter. And so if it is Jesus alone from whom we can receive this grace, this love, the restoration of our entire hearts and lives and world, then we ought to be out in the street telling people about him. And children can grasp that quite quickly. They haven't made the same investment that we have in the world, right? It should be no surprise that many of the great saints received their call when they were young. And we could say reckless, okay? But I had this reflection today also. Jesus, when he died, was younger than I am. Right? Many of you have been chewing on that for many years, okay? But for me, that's a new realization. But I think that youthful recklessness, if it is, casting oneself totally on God and giving one's life away for the good of everybody we encounter, that's exactly what we all need to recapture for ourselves. So this, my friends, take this image to heart, okay? Children and dogs, we are now children sitting at the table. Let's make sure it's a good and healthy banquet, right? We know that what's going to be provided to us is going to be good food, but let's make sure there's great fellowship by bringing in everybody of goodwill, everybody who wants to come along and eat together with us.